International Bible Studies. Lesson for May 19, 2024. Peace with God. Key verse, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5 verse 1. Selected scripture. Romans 5 verse 1 through 11. Having a knowledge that God's love is available to us through the wonderful supplies of grace that He has provided should be very comforting. The basis of these provisions available for our benefit is faith. Our key verse points out that the immediate effect of faith is a blessed realization of peace with God, who has promised that nothing can happen to us but what is good for our highest eternal welfare. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Romans 8 verse 28. Realization of this should be to the Christian a source of strength, knowing that even the difficulties, troubles, testing, and even persecutions we may be called upon to endure are permitted to shape our characters. Thus it is our privilege to rejoice at all times and under all circumstances, and it is our pleasure to give thanks to God for all His loving kindness. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Psalm 63 verse 3. Not only should our faith make us inseparable from the love of God, but it should also cause us to love those of our spiritual family who are begotten by God. Jesus tells us in John 15 verse 17, "These things I command you, that ye love one another." Indeed, by showing our love to others, our love for God grows in our hearts and fills us. Romans 5 verse 5 through 8. All of this is based on the grace, or unmerited favor, of God which comes to us by faith. By grace are ye saved through faith, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2 verse 8. The privilege of being recipients of God's grace, through faith, comes to us not due to our worthiness, nor of works, but as a gift. God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, verses 4 and 5. Having been justified by faith, however, an even greater privilege is ours. Peter identifies true Christians as a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. This knowledge should lead us to develop a heart filled with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, and overflowing with thankfulness to Him. Thus we may gladly follow the words of Paul, "And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God." 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 5. To truly have the peace of God, which comes by faith, the Lord requires the cleansing of our will, our heart, and our character. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5 verse 8. Such a cleansing will direct us toward a love that is of a higher degree than what is common to the natural man. The type of love the Christian must develop is that which is gentle, patient, long-suffering, which thinks no evil of others, but is trusting and kind according to the golden rule. As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Luke 6 verse 31. With this knowledge and its application in our lives, we can surely maintain our peace with God, and with confidence can say, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Romans 8 verse 31.